We are joined now by Andrea Campbell, Events Officer. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning, Greg.
So they're in two venues, the Guildhall in Derry and in Strabane, yeah?
Yep, we've got two Jazzmaster dance classes on. Now, unfortunately, the workshop in the Guildhall in Derry is fully booked, but we do have places still available in the sessions in Strabane Community Library.
So what do the sessions entail then?
Well, they began in Jazz Festival 2013, which was the City of Culture Year, and mm-hmm. we had them in the run-up to the Vintage Ball, and they proved so popular we decided to keep them going every year. So it's basically you're going to learn fun and easy swing jive routines, which prepares you for the lead-up to the festival, and then you're fully prepared to dance the whole weekend away.
And to pack out the Guildhall sessions, it underlines that the demand and the interest is still there, of course.
Yep, definitely. Every year, you know, the demand has sort of grown for the dance classes. So I'd say this year has been the first year we've actually sold out of the classes so early prior to the festival.
So if people want to sign up for the classes in Strabane, then what can they look forward to more specifically?
Yeah, they're based in the Strabane Community Library, and they'll be on every Tuesday now. They'll begin actually Wednesdays in Strabane. Wednesday, the 5th of April, is the first session, and they're in Strabane Community Library, and you can contact them on 02871883686, and they'll be running from 7:30 to 9 p.m. each night. And as I say, easy. It's not. They're suitable for all ages, and beginners is more than welcome to come. You don't have to have any history of dance or experience, and I say any age group is more than welcome to attend.
Sounds great. And you'll be able to perhaps utilise what you've learnt at the festival, which is coming up again this year, of course.
Yep, the festival this year begins on the 27th of April and runs right through until the 1st of May. And if you attend the dance classes, there'll be many opportunities throughout the weekend to show off your experience.
So you're in the throes of putting the finishing touches to the Jazz Festival programme, I presume?
Yeah, well, the programme's actually finalised. It can be downloaded from our City of Derry Jazz website page, uh-huh. And there is hard copies available throughout the city to pick up, so you can start planning your weekend now and slotting on all the acts that you want to see from the programme.
And why do you think the jazz music particularly was such a success through this festival, of course, in Derry and of course the surrounding areas? We support it, we all support it in the Northwest.
Yeah, well, I think basically the Jazz Festival began because Derry is steeped in musical history. Mm. There's a lot of history of music in Derry, and we have a wealth of local jazz talent within the city. So it seemed the natural step to sort of move on and have a jazz festival. And throughout that, it has grown to being a jazz and big band festival. So it sort of encompasses all musical tastes. So, you know, if you're not necessarily a specific jazz lover, there'll be something for everybody available the whole weekend.
Yeah, that's it. And jazz is a broad church as it is. And then you layer on to that the different genres as well. I mean, there's jazz in modern music even that we don't realise is modern
exactly.
In inverted commas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realise, you know, music that they are listening to, there is, you know, specific jazz elements throughout it, you know. So people would say, but I don't really like jazz. But when you actually look at, you know, the different styles of music out there, a lot of them sort of has got jazz notes to them.
Mm, brilliant. So remind us then, Guildhall classes fully booked, their sessions are fully booked.
Yeah.
Some spaces left in Strabane. How do people try and get their name down on those, Andrea?
If they contact Strabane Community Library directly, they can reserve a space then.
Okay, superb. And as you say, the Jazz Festival programme's then downloadable and also available physically around the city. Where can people download them again? Just remind us.
If they go on to the City of Derry Jazz Festival 2017 website. And also, if they want to ring into council and ask for a programme to be posted out, they can.
There you go. Andrea Campbell, thanks so much for chatting to us this Saturday morning.